T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, it is Marks and Reese, Jack Fritz, in for Johnny Marks on this St. Patrick's Friday. The tournament is on in front of us. Michigan State's
Sparty!
Having a day.
Let's go, Sparty!
As you can
Let's
tell,
go!
Ike Reese is in the building.
Let's go, Green!
What's going on, Ike?
Oh, holler at your boy, Jack Fritz.
Yeah, we're on the air, and Sparty's going on a run here. I'm not saying it.
Shut up and keep it going.
Donovan Chespat. We are brought to you from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It's tourney time. Chickies and Pete's has you covered with great food and drink specials during the games. Find a location at chickiesandpete's.com. We'll be here all day. A lot of tournament games, a lot of gambling. My bracket's already busted, Ike. At Arizona, every single bracket I took was Arizona. But we got some Eagles to get into today, of course, because they never sleep, I don't think, Ike.
Yeah.
They never sleep. Last night, I woke up to Marcus Mariota. They finally did the deal. He is a Philadelphia Eagle. What's your early reaction to Marcus Mariota being an Eagle?
First of all, that's impressive by you. Last night, you woke up to that. I didn't get that till like 6:30, 7 o'clock this morning.
Well, last night, I spoke too soon. I woke up to it as well, but it broke last night.
It did break last night. Boy, I tell you, Howie Roseman, whew. Let me just say this real quick. 2 days ago, I didn't know what the hell our plan was.
Right.
3 days ago, I thought our plan was just to bring back BG and Jason Kelce.
The old mid-2010
right.
Phillies.
Yeah. Right. And we're just going to do a nice little swan song. We get back into a cap-friendly situation. We got to, you got to eat some dead cap money. And that's what sort of what I was prepared for at the beginning of this week. My goodness, from Monday to today, Friday afternoon, has Howie Roseman not only changed the roster from an expectation standpoint, but he's also changed, I would imagine, the outlook on the team this year from an expectation point. Man, I can't wait to dive into all these individual moves. You talk about Marcus Mariota. I mean, the Darius Slay deal.
Yes.
We had been waiting on the numbers to see exactly what was going on. Did Slay take less money? What happened? I mean, we get a 2-year extension. $42 million, 23 guaranteed. I mean, it's a lot to dig through.
Well, he goes from being cut
right
to, you know what? Here's 2 more years. Here's some guaranteed
six
money.
Extra million dollars.
Yeah, come on back, Darius. Run it on back. But you're right.
And throw in Greedy Williams.
Yes, which, by the way,
it's a nice move.
It goes to the top of the best Philly sports names of all time.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Greedy Williams, Speedy Claxton.
You're too young. You're too young to remember Gizmo Williams.
No, yeah, never.
Yeah, the fans can sort of educate you and me. Quite frankly, I remember him from afar with highlights and everything. But the fans remember Gizmo here. But yeah, you're right. Greedy Williams. Are you kidding me? That's a damn good name. We all remember Greedy out of LSU. He's part of that great LSU factory that was out of there that's produced so many great players. That's sort of a under the radar. Nice little signing that the Eagles had. He's only on a 1-year deal, right?
Yes.
So we don't know if that could turn into something else. But still, a corner that's still relatively young, the Eagles have put into their fold as well. And then you talk about the backup quarterback, do the deal, Marcus Mariota. Wow.
And they actually got a guy that runs a similar offense.
That's probably the biggest thing for me, quite honestly. I mean, enough with the – I would have accepted Nick Foles.
Right, as for the show.
Yes.
For content, yes.
Yes. I would have accepted Nick Foles. But you're right. As far as getting somebody that can actually run the same offense and we'd have to change up everything, I don't know if there was a better fit out there than Marcus Mariota.
And they gave him real money. And Ike, you spoke about the expectations, and you spoke about how this week kind of started. And how it started for me was like, okay – They're gonna bring back the old guys. I was never in the mindset of step back season because I looked at what they had on offense and said, nah, screw that. Like, we can still do something, and I'm not going to let the Eagles off the hook with this whole idea of, nah, well, cap healthy kind of year. And now after the week has transpired, Darius Slay is back. James Bradbury's back. Some other guy, the best cornerback tandem in football last year, right, back together again. Is there a part of me worried about the age? Of course. Like they get a little bit older, 32-year-old corners, whatever. But they got both back. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, in my gut, I think is going to be here. I think they're going to find a way to get this done. And I'm kind of factoring him in to what I think this team is going to be. BG's back. Fletcher's back. Jason Kelsey's back. And I look at how the team is made up. I look at how the offense is made up. I look at who they have under center, how he is developed into a top five guy, one of the guys you want to build your team around, and how I feel on this Friday, a free agency Friday, a St. Patrick's Day, and maybe I'm feeling a little lucky. This is a Super Bowl or bust 2023 for the Philadelphia Eagles. And sometimes, Ike, you have to look at what the team is telling you and what the team is trying to show you. They're not in the mindset of step back season. They're in the mindset of push your pedal to the metal. We're all in, and it's on Jalen and the team now to get that job done. Howie's effectively done his job. Yeah. Sure, the linebacking unit, I think, could be a concern. They probably could use more depth in the line. I think Chauncey's coming back, but safety is whatever. They are built to win now, and they are built to win big. Super Bowl or bust in 2023.
Prior to this week, I would not have said that. I'm not ready to go full bore with you on it. But I can see where you're coming up with that sort of conclusion. I need to get the middle of my defense situated before I'm completely on board with it. I'm not going to tell you that anything they've done has set them back, and so you should lower your standards. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised at the players that they brought back.
Yes.
You know, one of the things when we looked at this Eagles team moving forward was we didn't expect them to bring back as many players that they've already brought back. So you were wondering, how are they going to fill the holes of the players that are leaving? And I just didn't see it. Credit to Howie Roseman and his crew being able to get guys signed at an affordable price that we could somehow work with. We can at least work with. And even if it's just on one-year deals for some of these guys. So if you're just talking about this season and what that expectation is, I would say this to you right now. As I sit here today, based on what they've done this week and the guys they have coming back and as I project them out this year, and what they still have to do, I'd say you're closer to being right with those expectations than not. But I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I still have my own reservations just with some of the older guys, whether or not the ball is going to bounce our way as it did last year with health and some of those things. So I'm not ready to fully commit and say, yeah, that's what I should expect. But I tell you, as far as being in the NFC Championship game, that's a realistic expectation and a fair expectation. And quite frankly, I can't really give you a legitimate argument as to why they shouldn't be, at least in the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl, I'm not ready to put them over Kansas City, Miami, Kansas City, Buffalo, or Cincinnati just yet. Not just yet.
Well, and anything less than an NFC Championship game this year, I think at this point would be an absolute failure. I mean, given who the
I think it's fair to say that.
Outside of health, you know, we never know. Jalen gets hurt, whatever. But maybe Marcus Mariota fulfills his prophecy. Michigan State, if they can hit one free throw, this game's probably sealed. But whatever, we'll get back to that in a second. 215-592-9494. Is it Super Bowl or bust for you? I know heading into this week
Hold on. When you say Super Bowl or bust, are you saying being in the Super Bowl or winning?
It's
the Super
time
Bowl?
To win the whole thing.
Okay, like, I didn't know what you were saying.
Here's what has annoyed me with the fan base a little bit since the season has ended, is that there hasn't been this yearning to get back there. You know, there's almost been this accepting of, yeah, we get it. We're not going to be able to bring everyone back. The defense could be a liability, whatever.
And I was a part of that.
And I think that was a fair feeling. But when you sit here on Friday and they essentially brought everyone back besides Javon Hargrave, and we'll see what Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I don't know how you can't have the feeling of that it's time to go back and it's time to get the job done. What I want this year to be is I want this to remind me of 02 to 05. I know you know that era very well.
Yes, I do.
But what happened every year that year was we got to get the job done this year. And I don't want the Super Bowl from 5 years ago, 6 years ago at this point.
You're tired of that.
To cloud how we should feel.
Right.
Because how we should feel and what the Eagles are telling you is that it's time to believe in us and it's time to go all in. And when you have a quarterback like Jalen and you have the offense that they have put around him, I know Mahomes, I know Allen exists, I know Burrow exists, but I saw our guy go up against the best of those three, and had they not made little mistakes, they're Super Bowl champions today.
Yeah.
They're Super Bowl if they got one stop, I think we all feel like they were going to bring home the Lombardi Trophy. And had they gotten the one stop, this is maybe a different topic. Maybe these guys aren't all back. But they are back, and it's now Super Bowl or bust. Get the job done and bring that thing home. And I need to feel that from this fan base. I really do, because it's hurt my soul, Ike. It's hurt my soul that it hasn't felt like we're living and dying with this team getting back.
Well, because part of it, I believe, is while it's great to have familiar names back and that gives you a little bit of comfort, right, because we know it's better. So what do you say? It's better to go to the devil,
oh, here
dance
we go.
With the devil you came with than, yeah, something like that.
I don't know if I've even heard that one. We're messing up cliches early into the show. We're not like Jalen yet.
Yeah.
Like, Jalen's got these things written down.
Yeah. My only point is that there's a certain comfort level that we have from a fan base standpoint with the names that we are familiar with that are coming back. So you almost feel like, okay, they're going to either be able to duplicate what they've done, or if nothing else, I have the belief that they will. So part of that is in this whole equation. But then there are some that felt like, hey, man, it was time to move on from a guy a year early versus a year late. Did we just get the best out of those particular guys?
And eventually, Father Time is going to catch
up. There's no doubt about it. It always does. It always does. And so I think when I look at it, I say, well, I can believe in it to a degree. I don't know if I'm all the way Super Bowl or bust there yet.
And
I'm not all the way there yet.
And
now you give me Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, then I'm feeling a lot better. Feeling a lot better.
And I guess how I feel is that I'm not letting them off the hook and say, great year, NFC, you get back to the NFC Championship game and that's good enough. And even getting back to the Super Bowl, I can't let my expectations bring me down. Because when I see them, and I know they could get a year older, there could be a lot of that stuff.
Right.
But look at what they have at least on the offensive side of the ball. And you see
– that's there.
You see the quarterback. You see two stud receivers. You see the tight end. Like, I think we're almost afraid to say Super Bowl or bust because we don't want to set our expectations too high. I'm here to say it's okay to believe.
Yeah.
It's okay to go all in. It's okay to open your heart and let it get hurt again. We just
open
got hurt in the
heart.
Super – you got to open your heart. We learned that from our owner.
Yeah, listen, and you brought up the quarterback. That's part of the equation as well. It's one thing to get through the NFC. That's why I said it's okay to be realistic about getting back to the Super Bowl. But if you're talking about winning it, and that has to be a foregone conclusion. As great as Jalen played in this past Super Bowl, he's going to have to duplicate that. He's going to have to duplicate that.
He's got to be that guy. You know, yeah. We talked a lot this week.
He's got to duplicate that and maybe have to do a little bit more, because when you're going up against a Pat Mahomes, a Joe Burrow, a Josh Allen, like, those guys are going to push you to be at your best. Now, he's answered the call. I got to give him his due. He's answered that call when he needed to answer the call. But you got to do it year after year after year after year. And that's the stratosphere that we're entering right now. Whether he's ready for it or not, he doesn't have the excuse that I'm in a loaded AFC.
Correct.
So really, you're the favorite. You're the favorite in the conference. Everyone perceives you as being the best already. So you don't get as many points or kudos for winning certain games. When we play Kansas City, when we play Buffalo, when we play Miami, now we got to throw the damn Jets on that because of Aaron Rodgers.
We do, yeah.
Like, those are the games that Jalen has to win. And if we look at the last 2 years under Nick Sirianni and Jalen, who's the best quarterback we beat?
It's Kirk.
Kirk Cousins.
Like, it's Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff. It's those guys. They haven't beat Dak. And I'm totally with you. Like, the pressure now – we did a show earlier this week. Like, who is the pressure on now, Howie or Jalen? Howie has put
That's
the pressure.
That's how it shifts, yeah.
Howie has put the pressure on Jalen. And now it's no longer – Jalen goes from a cute story, which he is, to
– A cute story.
He is. He goes from a cute story, MVP.
That sounds somewhat disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful. It goes from like, oh, congratulations, you made the playoffs, to like, now you got to win us games.
MVP.
Ish.
Runner up. He should have been MVP.
Oh, how many should have win MVPs do we have in this city? No city has had more runner-up MVPs than Philadelphia in the last 6 years. But he goes from, yeah, this is good, we have a franchise quarterback, yep, to now being the dude, yep, being the guy, truly being the rising tide that carries all ships.
Oh, my God.
That's what Jalen has.
Raises
all ships. Well, carries is the same thing. Carrying it is similar.
Rising
tide raises all ships. That's what a franchise quarterback does. That's what Jalen does. And it's now that time for him to be that guy. And it's honestly, we bring up the big games.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. Like
yeah,
you want to be the top dog in the NFC. You want this to
you
feel like
those, yeah,
2001 to 2008, that magical run that we had. That they were playing in big games all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to have the actual experience of heading into the postseason playing these big games. It's Super Bowl or bust in 2023. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Where are you at? I know it's heading into the week, it felt like there was going to be a step back. The expectations were already being lowered all around the Delaware Valley. And we sit here on Friday. They've essentially brought back the same team. And it feels like it's Super Bowl or bust in 2023. Colin is in Washington Township. What's happening, Colin?
Yo, what up?
What's up, man?
What's up, Colin?
Hey, so it's got to be Super Bowl or bust for me, because I find it almost impossible to believe that there will be a better quarterback in the NFC next year. And there's no taking solace in, oh, we got there for a second straight year. If we're in the Super Bowl, we got to win it. So with no one being better than Hurts, I don't see how we can think of anything but Super Bowl a bust, especially when he has a line, when he has wide receivers and a tight end, and when we have enough on defense, or at least we should have enough in Reddick and Slay, Bradbury, Sweat, all those guys.
No, did we lose Colin?
Colin?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. No, I agree with you. I don't think that's why I started at this week, but I also didn't expect to have the players back here that are back here right now, as well as, you know, add a backup quarterback in Marcus Mariota. That's a nice little addition. If Jalen were to miss a game or two, I certainly feel a lot more comfortable with Marcus Mariota back there at quarterback than I do with Gardner Minshew back there at quarterback. So I have to admit, for someone who had somewhat lower expectations, playoff and a playoff win I would have been satisfied with, I have to look at that differently now. Super Bowl. Certainly being in the Super Bowl is a reasonable expectation. So I can't even bring up an argument, as much as I want to give the Eagles a little bit of a cushion to fall back on. Yeah, they have put themselves in position that it is at least getting there is Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, I mean, we have holes, but every team has holes. And a big one for other teams is their quarterback's not very good.
Yep.
Yeah, appreciate the call. And again, it feels like there's this, like, trying to be a soft landing in a way.
Yeah,
and
I had that.
I know.
Hold on, go green!
Oh, it's a big win.
Go green!
Now that the game is final and I don't – you're not, you know, so, totally fired. I did have USC money line, so that's a loss for me. Already a slow start to the tournament. But it's all right. We bounce back in the later game.
Go Sparty!
We are here all day.
Ooh, at least we won one game. That's okay. Everything else from this point on is gravy.
Man, what are you lowering the expectations for all these teams? What are you, the Phillies of last year?
Just got Marquette in the next round, man.
Just get
Come
me
on,
a
man.
Home playoff game. It's Friday. Try Chickie's new Lent menu available at all locations for dine-in or takeout. Find a location at chickiesandpeets.com. We're here all day. Ike's wearing his Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirt. He's having a good time here in here at Chickies and Pete's in
certainly
South Philly.
Just got better.
Yep, it certainly did. Is 2023 Super Bowl or bust for you? Really curious to see where the fan base is today. I know the week heading into it was like, well, we'll kind of see what happens, not having a great feeling.
Yeah.
We exited it with this team pretty much being intact. Pretty much being intact. Howie was able to get it done. Might not be the greatest thing in the long term, but at least for 2023, it seems like they're all in.
Well, I mean, for certain, it seems like they're all in. But also, they did some short-term deals, and then they did some, I think, what we can consider insurance policy deals. You know, they got two corners there that are 30-plus years old that seemingly they gave three-year deals to. I don't think they'll be here past 2 years, but they're insurance policies.
They are.
They are. They have insurance policies. So they don't have to feel pressed to do something in the draft versus taking a guy that can fill another need. The cornerback position is certainly filled. And, I mean, hell, you got Marcus Mariota as your backup quarterback.
All in.
I mean, we can dive into some other spots that they still need to fill, but.
Yeah. I actually have.
I can't even nitpick at anything. I can't nitpick at anything. I'm.
Class
of
the NFC.
I can't nitpick anything.
215-592-9494. Get to all your calls on the other side. It's 2023, a Super Bowl or bust season. Plus, I'm curious how one of the moves yesterday influences their draft plans.
This might be Howie's best offseason.
Last year was still, pretty insane what he did last year.
Yeah, I just think circumstances and what he had available to him, getting these guys back here on these deals, yeah.
Well, let's bring Chauncey home too. Let's close the thing out on a high.
Listen, that's the icing on the cake.
Yeah,
right there,
that's the icing on the cake. How will one of the moves yesterday influence their draft plans? We'll get to that next. All of your calls. He's live from Chickies and Pete's on St. Patrick's Day. It's Jack Fritz in for John Marks on Marks and Reese here on 94 WIP.
Hey, this March, take your first shot at college hoops with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino and get 10 times your first bet amount in bonus bets up to $200. That's right. Just bet $20 on the bracket and you'll land $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. That's $200 you can spend betting everything from the money line to point spreads to that 5 versus 12 seed that you've been eyeing. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. There's no better place to bet the tournament than FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Man, that's why I really like the FanDuel app. Sign up today by going to FanDuel.com/Ike. And make every moment more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With FanDuel, all tournament long.
Welcome back, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It's tourney time. Chickies and Pete's has you covered with great food and drink specials during the games. Find a location at chickiesandpete's.com. The song you hear there, of course, is the Michigan State fight song.
No true colors, green and white.
Beautiful.
Run right through that line of blue. Watch the points keep rolling. Spartan teams are bound to win. We're fighting to the end. Rah, rah, rah. See, the team is weakening. We're going to win this game. Fight, fight. Raw team, fight. Victory for MSU.
Oh, that was
Come
beautiful.
Come on, baby.
That was like Jalen at, the NFC Championship game. That was absolutely gorgeous. Maybe work on hitting your free throw so it's not close at the end.
We covered.
Yeah, you did cover. How you feel? Early field in the Marquette game. 2 seed, 7 versus 2. Listen, Doc went to Marquette. That's they'll choke it away for you, I'm sure.
I need Vermont to win that game.
Go Catamounts?
Yes, go Catamounts.
Go Catamounts. Let's get to the Twitter question. Brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Looking to get engaged? Visit the home team with the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Is 2023 now Super Bowl or bust for the Eagles? 64% of voters say yes, and that makes me proud. You know, that makes me happy. It really does. Because I was.
Why isn't it more? 64%?
That's it?
Shouldn't it be higher?
I'm telling you, there's still this, like, I don't want to put too much. Like, why is it so bad to put expectations on our teams? I think it's like a guarded, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I think they're going to be really good, but I can't say they're going to win the Super Bowl. Why? Like, you feel that. I think a lot of people feel that.
I think part of the reason is there is some reservation with the players that they brought back. Not all of them, but some of them. And so I think that has been coupled with the schedule and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and the fact that it's tough to go get back to a Super Bowl after you've lost one. We don't give our fan base enough credit for being like, We talk about being knowledgeable sports fans.
Passionate.
But we are. And I think sometimes being passionate gets it causes people to overlook sort of the knowledge that we have and I guess the realistic sensibility of what we should expect happening as well. Listen, we're all about going all in when you show us we need to be all in. The Phillies saw that better than anybody.
Yep.
But there is a little bit of reservation there, whether it's because of past failures or just being knowledgeable and being realistic about what we have on the team. And on paper, the names, everything looks good. But they are older, and we'll see if these guys can actually hold up through an entire year against better competition and with higher expectations.
Well, the one thing that hasn't been factored into either of our arguments so far is they were a Super Bowl team last year. They lost by 3 points. I know you feel this way. I felt this way, that the better team lost the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And what they're doing is they're also adding a top 10 pick to that team. Now,
as of right now, it's 10.
Yeah, as we can see. Yeah. It could move up, could move down. Yes. But what was interesting to me is they give Slay a 2-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
They give Bradbury essentially 2 years.
Yep.
And that takes them out of drafting a cornerback at 10, I believe.
I kind of agree with you.
I just find it hard to believe.
I think I'd be more surprised if they drafted a corner at 10 than me expecting them to draft a corner at 10.
And I think we know where this is kind of trending. They'll get back to their roots.
Oh, we're going trenches, baby.
They're going right back to the trenches. I swear, if they take the Northwestern Skaronski guy, Howie's back on the hot seat.
Right.
I mean, I still don't totally trust him. You know, like there's
you're always one eye, like, eh.
Yeah, if you want to be talk about the things I'm all in on, I have my antenna is always a little bit up for Howie.
Right.
You know, I do think that bringing back all these old players is a smidge on the lazier side. Get some creativity. Mm-hmm. But they're also good players. And a lot of this has to do with, you know, projecting that they'll stay healthy again and that they're in their 30s and they have to continue to play at a high level. But the thing that I like the most about this team, or one of the things I like the most about this team, is the leadership is still there. And I like the one positive of Kelce coming back, the positive of BG, the positive of Fletcher, the positive of Jalen, is that the accountability is still going to be there.
Yeah.
And if things start to get off the track a little bit, like, they're going to lose more games than they did last year.
So you need good culture.
You need a good culture.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
And you need guys that are still pushing and yearning to get back. Because that's what you guys had. I mean, that's what you guys had. And it's when you compare this team to that team, which I feel like you have to at this point, because I think a lot of us feel that this is about to be one of those kind of runs for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Having the constant push, having the constant, we got to get back, I do feel that from a lot of people on this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be there, but they still have to go out and do it. I mean, I'm not going to question their desire to want to get back, but they have to go out there and do it. And like I said, you're going up against better competition this year. So in games that seemingly were over in the first half, which we can go back and look at the schedule, and you'll see that there were games where we felt like, man, this thing is over with in the first half. I don't know how many of those games you're going to have this year. I don't know how many of those games you're going to have this year.
Not with
this may be a tooth and nail fight all the way through games. You got to play. They didn't play in very many close games this year. They played in a couple, but not very many. Most of their games were decided by usually double digits.
Well, and the games that they came back in, it was like against teams that weren't that great.
Right. That they had to fight back against it versus having a guy like Mahomes or Burrow or Allen or Tua or Aaron Rodgers or Dak, those guys on the other side of the ball who don't necessarily beat themselves. When you're going up against the Brock Purdy's and Daniel Jones, Wentz, who else you want to throw in there that they played last year?
Well, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, like guys like that, you don't tend to worry about those guys. But when you got guys over there that are top 10 caliber type quarterbacks, those guys always have the ability to beat you. And I also think that was part of the reason why Howie decided it's probably best I commit this way versus taking the chances on going out and grab young guys. So I'm kind of in your corner when you say Howie is, as opposed to operating out of confidence.
Right.
Being able to have forethought, getting rid of guys a year early and a year late.
Which is what they were built on for a long time.
Yeah. This is operating more on a safe,
yes,
secure type of, it's better to go, what did I say, the devil you came to the dance, better to dance with the devil you came with.
Than
looking for one, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's really what this is more about, right? We have a top schedule we're facing next year. We got top quarterbacks. Instead of me going out there and trying to find corners in the draft or what have you, that we can stack up against these guys, is I'd rather give in and give money to a 30-year-old Bradberry. You could have moved on from Slay.
Yeah.
You decided to bring Slay back.
They went from cut to your extension on
top
of it.
You decided to bring Slay back.
Yeah.
That is more operating from a, this is more of a safe, secure thing versus, no, we can move on from this guy, and I know we'll be able to replace him.
And that's why, you know, while I do believe this year is an all-in Super Bowl or bust, like, they brought back these guys, it's go time. I'm almost operating on a one final ride kind of mentality, which could be wrong because I never know. Fletcher could be here next year. Brandon could have another year.
Yeah, we learned one thing. Let's never say it's their last year.
So I can't say it's one final ride because you never know when it comes to the Eagles. But there is a part of me that's like, I don't know if this is the smartest way to build this thing going forward. Like, are we just going to draft another guy in the trenches and not address cornerback so that 2 years from now, when Slay's gone and Bradbury's gone, we're back to, like, whoever they can sign in free agency or, like, a fourth or fifth round pick?
Well, listen, I think they've at least given themselves some breathing room that they aren't under pressure to draft a corner this year.
No.
So they have corners for the next 2 years, right? Potentially three if they decide to stick with guys. They have them for the next 2 years. At some point, there has to be a youth movement in there, right? I mean, you want someone under a rookie contract that you can have for 3 to 4 years. The salary is pretty much controlled, and you don't have to worry about allocating, you know, $10, $12 million, $13 million to your corners. Like, that's where they're at right now. And when Jalen gets his contract and it kicks in next year on that 2024 salary, it's going to be a lot different. Things are going to be a lot different moving forward.
Well,
after he gets a contract.
Because the offense has had a youth movement. I mean, you know, for the last couple years, the defense, like, this is going back like 17, 18, like, the defense was the younger, like, they had
right,
a younger Fletcher, younger BG, younger people on that side of the ball, younger corners. But now that's this offense. Like, this offense now has the two young receivers, young tight end, young quarterback, young running back.
Hell, everybody. Yeah.
Everyone. Besides Kelsey and Lane, still has a lot of good football in there. The youth movement, eventually, they're going to have to start taking some risks again.
Yeah.
And you can only trade, you can only sign for so long when your quarterback is making $50 million. Like, the pressure comes on Howie now next year.
Well, here's what I'll say, and remember, I talked about pressure being on Jalen versus pressure being on Howie. This is Howie right now sort of doing all that he can do to give Jalen the best opportunity to be the best version of himself.
Right.
Right? We I always talk about this. It's not just about what you do on the offensive side of the ball. That certainly is important, giving him weapons and assets on that side of the ball. But I've never felt like it was fair to give him a defense that just gives up points at the and it puts more pressure on him. So at least Howie is trying to give him a defense that can slow down the opposing team's offense so it doesn't put as much pressure on Jalen in the offense to have to put up 30 points a game.
And I get that, but that's about over. Like Jalen is about to make $50-plus million a year.
It doesn't take pressure off of him from having to win.
Right.
But if winning has to come by the way of shootouts, I think that's harder to do. And at least they've kept some players here that should prevent a team from getting 30 points a game.
Well, I think the defense went from a possible liability to maybe not great, but definitely serviceable.
Certainly, at a minimum, serviceable.
And all Jalen Hurts should need next year is serviceable. Like, the excuses, and he didn't need any excuses last year.
Right.
He was great last year.
Well, they were the best team every time they stepped on the field until Super Bowl Sunday.
And that's not going to be the case this year.
Yeah.
It's on, like, he can keep trying to build this team and make sure he has some pieces on defense, make sure he has some pieces on offense. But eventually, this is all falling back on Jalen. Like, you talk about Super Bowl or bust. You talk about, like, the expectation. I mean, what does Jalen say? Well, it's one of his favorite cliches. The standard is the standard. It's always rising. And the standard is now the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And that is the standard. And if it's always rising, now it's coming down to he's got to be that dude.
Yeah.
He's got to be that guy that is in that game, in the biggest games year in and year out. Josh Allen doesn't make the Super Bowl. He's never made the Super Bowl.
Well, he has a reason why he hasn't.
Which is?
Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes and Joe Burrow. And he has that.
Well, I'm just saying, Jalen doesn't have that obstacle in front of him.
No, it's go time.
At least Josh Allen can say, well, if you lose to Larry Bird, there's no shame in losing to Larry Bird.
Well, LeBron's lost to some good people, too. I mean, Jason Kidd, Dirk Nowitzki.
I'm only saying, in the 80s, the East was a lot tougher. Magic had no excuse not to get to the damn finals every year.
Yeah. Well, listen.
They were the best team every year in the 80s.
Jalen's now got to be the Magic Johnson of the 80s.
And by the way, so was Jordan in the 90s.
Yes, I'm aware. But we're not allowed to bring that up.
I'm just saying, yeah, they were the stacked team in the conference in the 90s.
Yes. 215-592-9494, Super Bowl or bust in 2023. Is the pressure all on Jalen now? This team's back. I know Hargrave left. I know. I understand.
We got to get CJGJ back, man.
CJGJ comes back. Real quick before we go to the phones, interesting name popped up today in the possible safety market.
Who'd you get?
Jalen Mills was released up in New England. He's playing.
Green Goblin?
Green Goblin come back. Won't cost a ton of money. CJGJ moves on. Green Goblin coming back to play safety?
Listen, not in favor of CJGJ moving on, but I'm always in favor of bringing the Green Goblin back.
I just hope he kept his hair dyed right, when he's up
if he didn't, he will dye it back to where it's supposed to be. Yeah, I'm always in favor of bringing Jalen Mills back.
Where are you at today? You know, heading into the week, we all kind of had this sense. It felt like, honestly, like the Eagles are setting us up. They're setting us up for, like, it's going to be a step back year. Don't freak out. We'll get cap healthy.
And they went.
We'll get cap healthy this year, and then it's go time. And damn, Mike, by the end of the week, it was like, you know what? Bleep it. We're going back.
They went pew, pew, pew,
shots. Ed is in Phoenixville. What's happening, Eddie?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Ed?
What do you got?
So speaking of CJGJ, I'd love to have him back, but I'm really liking this kid, Brian Branch, out of Alabama, his versatility. So if they just can't converge on a number, I think that's some guy you may want to maybe move back from 10 into the teens so if you can't get him. And second, I just hope Jalen Carter keeps falling to 10. I would tear a hamstring running to just turn my card in if he fell there. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if the Eagles didn't do that also.
They both tear their hamstring?
Yeah, unless they find something out that's disturbing to them that sort of scares them off. I'd be shocked if Jalen Carter was available at 10, that the Eagles didn't take him at 10. Like,
now, I do think that a trade down could be more likely now that they brought back Sled. You know, if Jalen Carter's there, I agree with you. I think they take him.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, there's not this dying need to draft a cornerback at 10.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I do think they can move back to like 14, 15, and possibly get some more picks for a draft where, I mean, they have two ones, a two, a three, a four, and then nothing till the seventh. You know, I don't think it's a bad idea to try to continue to get draft picks, as we know. Jalen's about to cost a ton of money, and it's time to hit on these guys.
There's no way of Jalen Carter's. You can't trade down until Jalen Carter is drafted.
I agree. So, and I'm sure they have that plan in place. Like, if he's there, it reminds me a bit of they knew Ja'Marr Chase wasn't going to be there at 6. So they dropped down to
12. Yeah.
So one of the under-talked about things, in my opinion, with the Eagles, and when we talk about Howie and Howie season and all of this.
I like Howie season.
I know. Yeah, I saw your tweets. A lot of hashtag Howie season. I love the morning after Fletcher Cox is back with his little thing, his little face. It scares me a lot that he did not bring someone else to help him with drafts. Joe Douglas was here during the Super Bowl run. Mm-hmm. Andy Weidel had helped the last couple drafts. I think he helped identify Javon Hargrave. The part of my antennas going up on the whole Howie thing is, who are you bringing in that's going to help you evaluate these guys? Or is it back to being, it's the Howie show down at One NovaCare Way?
Well, I mean, listen, I can't necessarily say I know firsthand the inner workings of what the decision process is down at the NovaCare. I will say this, no matter what, Howie's responsible.
Yeah, whether he likes it or
right,
not.
Right, like, yeah, like whoever makes the decision, whoever has influence on it, that's his job, responsibility. So whether the player is good or the player is bad, he's going to get credit for it or the blame for it. He's the guy. So and this will be the first draft without an Andy Weidel and those type of guys. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
And they've had a bit of a purge in the front office. I mean, there's been, I think, 5 in the last 2 years that have left. And that's a credit to Howie.
Well, listen, Jeffrey Lurie said years ago they had 5 guys there that were five people, not just guys, because I think one of them was a female.
Yep.
They had 5 personnel members there that were GM quality.
And not one show mocked him for that comment. It was not a down period for the Eagles front office. But, and it's on Howie to keep that up. Boy, people are really into this Xavier
Kennesaw State.
I mean, I tell you what. Like,
I didn't know Wallow was coaching Kennesaw State. Oh, that's not Wallow. I thought that was Wallow 267 from Philly. That's not him.
There is nothing.
Shout out to Wallow and Gilly.
There is nothing.
For the culture.
Like the – I know exactly what you're talking about, too. there's nothing like the tournament with like these random teams that no one's ever watched before going on these magic, like the Princeton game last night.
Well, here's the thing. And once Arizona bust, I mean, not Arizona, but they came after with Furman, started it, busting everybody's brackets. I've been rooting for nothing but upsets ever since.
That's all we want.
Yeah, I want everybody's bracket to be busted.
Yeah, it's, we all joined together in that. Yes. I had Arizona.
Everybody's bracket to be busted.
My philosophy of filling out brackets now is like, well, I might as well go all in on the same one so the payout is that much more.
Right.
I was an idiot this year. I mean, like, I couldn't even get out of – I picked Arizona in every single bracket to win the whole thing. I couldn't even get a sniff. I couldn't even get a sniff of a magical run. So I'm back to just getting –
Well, I still got UCLA alive.
I
picked UCLA in one and Arizona in the other. So Arizona is done.
Yeah, but you know,
obviously, but I got UCLA alive.
Yeah, UCLA on the other side. So listen, you're alive for now.
Right, exactly.
I'm sure they'll come out to crush you soon. Yep. But you know what the beauty of it is like is that you know we can gamble on games now. You know,
when here we go. We're going down the buzzer beater here.
When
Kennesaw State.
Come on, Kennesaw. Oh, they're going to make us go to break. They're going to make us go to break and then come back. But
did I ever tell you I was a student at Kennesaw State?
Yeah, I did not know until 5 seconds before the show. You were like, yeah, I enrolled there.
I did.
You could have been in Georgia.
Yeah, when I was down there in Atlanta, man, I enrolled. I was going to finish my degree there.
Oh, so this is when you were playing.
Yeah, this is when I was in Atlanta. Yeah, I was in Atlanta. Yeah, I was going to finish my
You just couldn't get
a degree at Michigan State.
You couldn't get enough school, could you?
You said,
I need to go back.
I mean, listen, I thought it was a great idea to finish it up.
And then you were looking at it like, I could just go on WIP and talk about
sports. Let me tell you what I did. Yeah. I went back to class for a month. That's exactly what I did.
And you're like, you know what, this
Renee was like, don't you got class today? I was like, I'm out. I'm on it. I'm out on that. Didn't you already pay for the classes? Yeah, we're going to chalk that up as a loss.
Yeah. Well, luckily enough, Elijah wasn't old enough yet so that you didn't have to instill that kind of
It worked out for me eventually. I'm just saying, I tried to go back.
Well, I don't know.
Enough. I did it for a month, and then I realized I was sitting in class. I mean, I'm like, hold on, man. My pockets are swole. Like, I'm out. I'm out. Why am I in class right now?
I don't know if people can tell this by listening. Not the biggest school guys at WIP. You know, it's not exactly.
Oh, no, we're not. Listen, we have to be rocket scientists to get these jobs.
And
now.
Mark's that bleached hair and piercings all over the place. He's living in Hawaii. He's all over the place. Like, I failed at being a finance major.
Yeah. At Bloomsburg?
Yeah,
at
Bloomsburg. The Harvard of the PSAC, is what some said. So the finance program was not the easiest thing to get through, I'm sure, as us coming in at a cool 1.7. Cool 1.7 GPA. I said, you know what I'm going to do? Go talk sports. 215-592-9494. Where are you at?
Isn't America great?
It's something. Where are you at as an Eagles fan? Is it now Super Bowl or bust? Are you still a little bit hesitant? I know it's a big word. I know it's terrifying. I know it's like, oh my God.
Which word is big?
The big word is bust, Super Bowl or bust. I guess it's a big phrase rather than a big word. But it's okay. It's okay to be in that mindset. And if they let you down, they let you down. But this needs to be 2000 to 2005 again. I'm sick and tired of the, well, I guess I'll wait till after the year to see how I feel. No, put the freaking pressure on this team and say, if you don't get it done, I'm going to be pissed. Because I'll be pissed, and everyone should be pissed. 215-592-9494. One guy that's always raising the expectations is Elliot Shore Parks, who earlier today said that Ben Simmons and Nikola Jokic have similar offensive games, which we had a fierce texting battle about. We'll try to defend that one. But also, what are Elliot's thoughts on the Mariota signing the Slay contract?
Oh, Xavier! Yeah, let's go, Xavier!
And is there still hope for a C.J. Gardner-Johnson reunion? Elliot Shore Parks is coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.